The Mishnah Masechta Harius Daf Dalet Amud Beis, in teaching us examples where even if Beis Din issued an erroneous psak, the halacha par helam dovah shel tzibur would not apply, says that if one of the members of Beis Din, of the Sanhedrin, shayach mehen, oizokin shloi roi lebonim, a zaken that's not able to have children, such a psak issue by this type of a Beis Din would not be considered a psak that would be valid. And if we look at Rashi, right here on the side, Rashi says, O she'en roi lebonim, v'kashali, b'pnei ma'en roi le'rob. Why is this individual not qualified to be on the Beis Din anymore? The Be'er Sheva asks that it's difficult to understand what Rashi's question is. Because Rashi himself, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, says that a Dayan who is paskening din in a Foshis has to be a person who's a Baal Rachmim, a person who is compassionate. V'zokin shloi roi lebonim is not compassionate because he never experienced tzar gidol bonim. So the Be'er Sheva, in answering what Rashi means, that Rashi's focus is not on the loy roi lebonim. On the Roy Lebonim, Rashi understands why an individual who's Roy Lebonim cannot be a member of the Sanhedrin. What Rashi is focused on is on the Zokin. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, teaches us that Ema Shiva Sanhedrin, Zokin, Vesaurus, Amisha, Ein Lebonim, says the Be'er Sheva, that when the Gemara says there that we don't put on the Sanhedrin a Zokin, it means a Zokin Muflik. And he says that's what the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and Rashi over there means. And therefore Rashi's question here is that here it seems that even somebody who's not that old is already possible once he's old enough that he can no longer have children. And that's what Rashi doesn't understand. Why? Because the person is just that old that he can't have children anymore, is he already disqualified from being a member of the Sanhedrin? In fact, there's a machloikis harishonim, how far this halacha goes. That means, let's say somebody was appointed to the Sanhedrin and he then became old. Is he removed from the Sanhedrin? The Shaar Yosef says that according to Rashi, it seems that his opinion is that once the person comes to this age of retirement, he must be removed. The Meiri disagrees. The Meiri says that this halacha, that a zaken is not part of the Sanhedrin, is only regarding putting him on the Sanhedrin. We don't, lechatchila, put on the Sanhedrin someone who is already very old. But if the person is not that old, if the person was put on the Sanhedrin when he wasn't old, and then he became old, chas v'sholem, to have him removed from the Sanhedrin. And of course, this opens up a very interesting question. The question that this opens up is, how does the halacha look at forced retirement, at a person who is not able to do what he once was able to do, do we force him to leave the Sanhedrin or not? It's interesting to point out that there's an Orach Chaim in Parshas Vayichi, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Chav Tes. The Pasuk says, V'yikavu Yisrael, V'yikavu Yimei Yisrael Lomas. V'yikavu Yimei Yisrael Lomas. The time of Yaakov Avinu to leave the world was coming. V'yikroi L'bnoi L'yosef. He called the son Yosef. V'yomilom Nomatzosi Chem Be'enechob. Simon Na Yotcha Tachas Yirechi. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh asks that Yaakov Avinu apparently knew he was going to pass away, and therefore he called Yosef to make the Shvuah, as we all know. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh asks, how did Yaakov Avinu knew that he was going to pass away? And he goes into a whole description how a person knows that he's going to leave the world, tzaddikim. But then he continues, Gam bezeh hervachnu, mashna roim, that we see kikshiaskin odom, tesmat havonosoi, that as a person gets older, he's not as sharp, but fili ishokam, even a big time chacham can no longer act in be as sharp as he once was. But he himself asked the question that the Gemara says, "Masechta Shabbos, Ziknei Torah Misyashavas Aleihem," that the older a tam chacham becomes, becomes a bigger tam chacham. So he says, Dikdikulayim Misyashevis. So he says, the Gemara's wording is Misyashevis. Lishlo Datl Shazikne Amorach Mistarefis. He says, what the Gemara means to say is that Amaratsim, as they get older, they chas v'sholem, lose their mind. Loilam Koyach Asikliv Tizbuni Yavsa. So he says, what the difference that the Gemara there means to make is that a Talmud Chacham, even if he gets older and he's not as sharp, he doesn't, chas v'sham, lose his capabilities. However, that's not the case by an Am Ha'aretz. But I saw that the Mefarshim asked on the Orach Chaim that this Gemara, this Maimer Chazal about Ziknei Talmidei Chachamim, indeed, at the end of Masechta Tekinim, the Loshon is Misyasheves. But if you look at the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Bei Zomen Aleph, there the Gemara says, Kozman Shemaskinim Chochma Litoisefes Behem. It doesn't just say that they're Misyasheves, it actually says that they become smarter. And here, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is saying that that clearly is not the case. So how do we reconcile this? Especially what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says. So the Mefarshim want to say that there are two situations, and very much in line with what we said from the Be'er Sheva explanation in Rashi. If a person becomes very old, that's where the Orach Chaim Kadosh Pshat comes in. That person no longer has the mental capacity that he had when he was younger. He won't chas v'sholem become over a bottle, but he won't have that agility. On the other hand, a Amoritz will be in a very bad place. But a person who's younger, he's not a Zokin Muslim. That person, on the contrary, that's when he's at his prime, is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaching us. And that's why the Be'er Sheva says, is what's bothering Rashi. Because here Rashi says that here the Mishnah seems to say that as soon as a person is a Zokain, he becomes disqualified from being able to be on the Sanhedrin. And Rashi's problem is that on the contrary, A person who's a Zake, but not a Zake Muflik, is at its prime. Which opens up an interesting discussion. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Tzitzel Yezer, Chelik Beis, Simen Chavov, which discusses exactly the question, can you force a person in Avodas HaKodesh to retire? So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat, Simen Samech Sif Gimel. The Rama says there, V'yei Shomer, the Makabal Olav Lozen, Chaver Stam Koyim Echayov, Oy Koz Manch Tzorach Mashma. V'yei Shomer, the Kibal Olav Lozoinu Stam, O Yitil Amei Zubim L'shona, Nifta B'shona Achs Min Nidroi. So, we have a Machlaikas. If somebody undertook to support someone else, does it mean forever, or does it mean for 1 year? And the Bi'ah Agro paskins that we go with the first opinion, it means forever. The Pesach Tshuva quotes the Tumim and the Chasam Sofer that there really is no machloikus of the two opinions here in the Rama. The first opinion that says that if you said that you're going to support someone, it means forever, is the opinion of the Rajba, which means that somebody undertook to support an Oni, that a Tztaka, and Stam Nidorim, Stam Nidrei Tztaka, we have to be Machmer, therefore you have to support him forever. The second opinion is not talking about a Tztaka situation, and since it's not talking about a stalker situation, there you don't have a lifetime obligation. But the Tzitzel Yezer makes an interesting point. He says he took out the Tshuvas Harajba, and if you look in the Tshuvas Harajba, the Rajba is not talking specifically about stalker. The Rajba is talking about all situations. So how do we reconcile what the Pesach Tshuva says and what the Halach is? So he wants to differentiate between when somebody voluntarily accepted to support someone else. So that's considered a nether, and we say that he meant forever. But when somebody did not do it forever, did not do it on his own, he was sort of encouraged by others to do it, there we don't say they necessarily meant forever. Then he goes into the question, what happens if somebody hired a shoychet? The community hired a shoychet without putting a term on the contract. What is the halacha? Particularly, first he discusses, if, let's say, the slaughterhouse, that community no longer has a slaughterhouse. So he says, and then that slaughterhouse closes down. So he says that since they took him for a contract without a termination period, and therefore, if he's prepared to work, he has to support him. And he goes on to say, since all appointments by a kehillah are appointments that are different than your regular appointment. And he gives a raya. The halacha is that two rayas, actually. The Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim are very serious about not removing a shoychet from his position. And moreover, the fact that a shoychet son comes and in all communal appointments, one's son comes before anyone else. So that's a raya that it isn't a regular type of appointment. And therefore he says, that the halacha should be that if this person is relying on this salary that he's getting from the community, and now he no longer could do his job, says the Tzitz Eliezer, Upuk chazi ma'am advar, shebekol tfutzus Yisrael, nespasher haminit be'ein poitza peh, l'chalkal as a shoych rubaydik be'kovit. In all communities of Klai Yisrael, the minig is that you have to support the shoychit, and then he continues, it's not only shoychit, v'kein kol mini yitzibur, any appointment, the rov and the chazin, be'eshenim sugol m'kfar l'avoyder, even if they come to a time the chas v'sham they can't work anymore, or los islam de machsorim, and to support them, ve'ein menak and harbe, and we don't differentiate significantly in the salary, ben ovid l'n loyal ovid, whether they're able still to work or not. As we find, ukechel, just like by the army, the halacha was, hayorid l'mechama, the soldiers that went in to act the battle got paid the same salary, kechel kayoshev kalim. And therefore he paskins. Hayos medvareinu halacha ben neinu. Sechutz miyash yesh l'dov hazeh l'fanesum l'esek k'nosom, she'enim sugolim kfar la'avoid d'sharish b'halacha, that there's a mekor in halacha, that even if someone is no longer able to work in a communal position, we should continue supporting them, and not to reduce their salary significantly, even if they're not actively working anymore. Mefrat, and certainly if they still could do some work, even though not at the same level as they were able to do previously, then they should be paid their full salary. We know any minik by Klai Yisrael has the din of Torah. Shekabalah shoych ribayde kiyotz b'stamu ha'koy mechayev. An appointment of a communal position is a lifetime appointment. V'adas ken kibluo, and that was the assumption on which he was hired. L'farnasoy le'esek nusoy, to support him when he gets older. V'chushosoy, and he's weaker. When he can no longer work anymore. For also lekapchay mimeskartoy, one may not take away his salary from him. Ulazav lenafsha b'lim mission b'sheina, and to leave him without a means of support. For darcheo darche toya noyim v'konasiva sehasholim, that we treat people with this kind of fantastic respect, even if they no longer are what they used to be, and no longer able to work like they were supposed to be. The Derech HaTorah is to continue paying them.